If you held your breath for the length of this episode, you'd probably die. Unless you're David Blaine. In 2008, he broke the record for longest time without breathing. To get there, he underwent some slightly unorthodox training, spending 7 days living in a fish tank. Hello, and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Magician David Blaine wants to outdo Harry Houdini and make his name as arguably the greatest illusionist the world has ever seen. In 2006, 33-year-old David plans a new homage to Houdini. He wants to break the world record for holding his breath underwater while handcuffed on live TV. The current record is 8 minutes, 58 seconds, and is held by a man with a lung capacity 20% larger than the average man his size. He plans to perform the stunt in a 2,000-gallon spherical tank in New York City's Lincoln Square. So the week before, David camps out inside the tank. On May 1st, 2006, David Blaine enters what looks like a giant bubble. He'll breathe through an oxygen tube and eat and drink through tubes as well. Underwater, he poses for tourist photos. 2 days in, his medical team advises him to please stop. They worry that the stunt is damaging his liver and skin. By day 7, his muscles have begun to visibly atrophy. Still, David proceeds to attempt to set a new world record, allowing himself to be handcuffed after all that and then holding his breath. Outside the tank, a doctor paces back and forth, and David's trainer coaches him, giving him time updates. 1 minute. 2. At 5 minutes, David's still conscious. At 6 minutes, he attempts to break free from the handcuffs. At 7 minutes, David blacks out. Rescue divers jump into the sphere and pull him to the surface. After 7.5 minutes without breathing, David sputters for air. He did not break the record, but he did survive. David then does what we all wish we could do after a big failure. He calls Oprah. David books a slot on Oprah's show to attempt the record again. This time, he won't be spending that week before in a tank. And he makes another change. Beforehand, David will breathe pure oxygen. He's confident he can beat the 8-minute mark with that tactic. But then, in the wake of David's announcement, two other daredevils break the existing record, and they break it by a lot. They push it up to 16 minutes, 32 seconds. David, who couldn't last 8 minutes underwater, now has to hold his breath for double that time. He immediately cancels his Oprah appearance and has not been seen since. No, but I wonder if he thought about canceling and hiding. He's still attempting the stunt on TV in front of a live TV audience. On Oprah's stage, David enters another giant goldfish bowl. He wears a wetsuit and a heart monitor. Feet strapped to the tank's bottom, David takes his last breath. His heart then races up to 120 beats per minute and keeps going up. Still, he floats seemingly frozen in the water, conserving his oxygen through his stillness. Soon, he's past the 8-minute mark. He's gone farther than he was able to go in New York City. Then, after 10 minutes, his fingers tingle, his head throbs, and his ears ring. And he keeps going. When his arm goes numb a few minutes later, he fears he's having a heart attack. His body not loving this. At 15 minutes, his heart monitor goes haywire. David floats up, then pauses, still underwater. After 16 minutes, 33 seconds without air, David breaks the world record and stays underwater. Finally, at 17 minutes, 4 seconds, David surfaces, spitting out a stream of stale carbon dioxide. And then he does a casual TV interview with Oprah. Despite suffering liver and kidney damage, David still performs today, pushing his body to the limit and putting Houdini to shame. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify. For more on David Blaine, check out his website, davidblaine.com. For this episode, we also found TV coverage by ABC and Oprah, and David's TED Talk incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. More incredibleness on Monday. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.